to the nitty gritty. Friday night is the first night of Sukkot. There's an obligation on every man to eat in the Sukkot, even if it's pouring rain, which thank God in California we don't have that problem. But you need to sit in the Sukkot. Now, because you're eating in the Sukkot, you need to light the Shabbos candles in the Sukkot. But you have to be careful because Yom Tov, after you finish eating, you could bring the candles into the house. Shabbos, you're not allowed to move the candles. Even after they go out, you're not allowed to bring them into the house. So if you have a very expensive candelabra, or it's called a leichter, and you don't want to leave it outside in the sukkah overnight, so then you can't ben shlich with that in the sukkah. But you need to light the candles in the sukkah, because that's where you're eating, and that's where the mitzvah of lighting the candles are. So what you do is use either tea lights or cheaper lights, whatever, but you can't bring the candelabra into the house. Okay? And because also it's Friday night, you have to make sure to ben shlich in proper time. Because it's not Yom Tov that you can light later from a pre-existing flame. You need to light on the regular time, like Friday afternoon. The two brachas are Lahadik Neshul Shabbos v'shol Yom Tov and Shechianu. Both nights we say Shechianu. Now, the din is like this. On the first night of Sukkot, it's a mitzvah to eat in the Sukkot. But we learn out from Pesach, because a lot of dinim of Sukkot, we learn out from Pesach. Pesach, we learn out from Sukkot, because of Exeter Shavu, whatever. And therefore, the din is, you need to eat in the Sukkot at night. Even though technically you could bring Yom Tov in earlier, you could daven Ma'ariv earlier, but you can't eat in the Sukkot earlier, because by Matzah it says you have to eat the Matzah at night. And we learn out Sukkah for Matzah, so therefore the Sukkah you need to eat only at night. Okay? Now ideally, for the 7 days of Sukkot, the Sukkah is supposed to be at your house, and the house is supposed to become your temporary dwelling. But Lebel, even though in Allah it speaks about sleeping in the Sukkah, Chabad, we do not sleep in the Sukkah. Dafka, not sleeping in the Sukkah. But generally speaking, people should spend as much time as they can in the sukkah. He says one of the reasons, though, you don't daven in the sukkah, you daven in the shul or in the house, is because you can have more kavana inside than you would outside. So, but ideally, a person needs to be able to use the sukkah and live in the sukkah for 7 days. Women are not obligated to eat in the sukkah at all, because it's a mitzvah connected to time. Nevertheless, a lot of women like to eat in the sukkah, but if they do eat in the sukkah, they have to make a bracha leshe basukkah, even though they're not obligated in it. But in fact, the Rambam and the Beis Yosef hold that women cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah they're not obligated to do. But the Rama and Al Rebbe and a lot of other people hold that a woman could make a bracha even on a mitzvah she's not obligated to do. Okay, now, for the duration of Sukkot, it's preferred not to eat or drink anything outside of a sukkah, not even water. It's preferred. What are you obligated to go into the sukkah to eat? And why it's important, two things. You have to go into the sukkah. And also, you only make a leishiv basukkah on those things that you must go into the sukkah to eat. If you're not obligated to go into the sukkah to eat it, even though you are eating inside the sukkah, you cannot make a bracha leishiv basukkah. What are those things that you're obligated to eat in the sukkah? Some practical things is bread and cake. Okay? Sometimes wine, if you establish a meal on it, then you make a leishiv basukkah. So technically, a person can have a whole dinner. You can have fish and soup and meat and vegetables and potatoes and dessert, and technically you don't have to go into the sukkah. Now we said the best thing is that you don't eat anything outside of a sukkah. But if that's all you're eating for dinner, then you cannot make a leishiv basukkah when you go into the sukkah, because you're not obligated to eat in the sukkah for that. How much cake or bread do you need to be able to make a leishiv basukkah? You need what's called a kibetza, that's 2 ounces of cake. And if you're having a tiny piece of cake, you don't make a leishiv basukkah. The only time you make a leishiv basukkah is you're having what's called double kezayis, which is a kibetza, which is 2 ounces. Not 1 ounce, 2 ounces. To make an after bracha, 1 ounce is enough. But to make a lesha basukah, you need to have another kazais, to make it 2 kazais in kibetza, the size of an egg, whatever that means, that it should be obligated the person to eat in the sukkah and make a bracha. Yeah.
The women, at what point do they make the bracha lesha basukah when they get by the night?
Okay, so the custom is that when the men make kiddush, they make the lesha basukah by kiddush. See? No, you make kiddush. In fact, there's a difference the first night and the second night. The first night we make lesha basukah first, and then the shechianu, because shechianu is also going on the building of the sukkah. It says, the second night we make shechianu first, and then lesha basukah. So the men make lesha basukah at the time of kiddush, but the women don't make lesha basukah at the time of kiddush. They should make a lesha basukah when they take a piece of challah after they wash, and they're eating challah. When they make hametzi, then they should also make a lesha basukah.
After they eat it, before?
Before they eat it.
Say the bracha and then lesha?
You make hametzi lachem in order to shekhet shemes v'sven lesha basukah, and then you eat. It's not a separation, because that's part of the bracha for the eating. The men that you're doing kiddush for, if they're not making their own kiddush, they should also make lesha basukah when they make hametzi. Now, when they're eating the challah, that's when they make hametzi and lesha basukah. Or if you're eating cake, let's say it's Shabbos day, you know, you go out into the sukkah to make kiddush, and then you're going to go home to eat. So you make kiddush, and you say, if you make kiddush, you make lesha basukah, and you make kiddush. If not, when you eat a piece of cake, but you need to make sure to eat 2 ounces of cake to be able to make a lesha basukah. Now, what happens if somebody goes sukkah hopping? Okay? You go and you're going to go from one sukkah to the next. And you're going to be eating cake and eat sukkah. You know, the proper amount. The din is, you make a lesha basukah in each sukkah separately. In each sukkah separately, then you need to make a new bracha.
Even if you knew
you're going to the next sukkah, the fact that it's another sukkah, you have to make a new bracha. Now, what happens if it's the same sukkah? Doesn't matter, it's still a separate sukkah.
But even though you don't make a bracha Rishayna, no? You can see the sukkah. You made a bracha, you saw the second sukkah.
You might not have to make a new bracha. Well, it's a bit different Rishus, you need to make a new bracha anyway. But if it's a different sukkah, you need to make a new Lesha Basukah. And the same thing, what happens if you're going back to your own sukkah? You walk out of your sukkah, and I think, okay, that's it. I'm done. Then you see a good piece of cake. And you decide, you know what? You're going to go back to the sukkah to eat the cake. Yeah? You need to make a new lesha basukah. Because once you left and your mind was that you're not going back, that broke the first lesha basukah. Now you need to make a new lesha basukah. What happens if you ate breakfast in the sukkah and you know you're going to eat lunch in the sukkah? So, and you know you're coming back. So how much time is there between one and the next? And Shulchan Aruch says 1 or 2 hours. That means, if it's less than an hour, for sure you don't make a new bracha. If it's more than 2 hours, for sure you make a new bracha. Between 1 and 2 hours is best not to go back to the same sukkah, because then you cannot make a bracha, because it's a doubt on the bracha if you make it in that 1 hour or not. What?
You start eating your sukkah and then
you could, if you're not going to be eating more bread, but the best thing is to finish the sukkah, the meal in the sukkah. For instance, Shulchan Aruch says, what happens is the first night of the sukkah is it's pouring, yeah? So the first night, you need to eat in the sukkah, right? For the bread at least. That technically you would be able to go into the house for the rest of the meal and bench in the house. Okay? But the best thing is to make sure that you stay in the sukkah the whole meal.
And if you finish the meal and it starts raining, can you go inside and become bench?
Not really, because you're really supposed to bench where you ate. And you really should go back and bench there.
Even if you can see the sukkah from the
house? It's still better to go back into the actual sukkah to do it.
I'm saying if you're eating a snack, you're not eating bread, and you just, you know, one day you're going to start eating a sukkah, you have to leave. So you leave the sukkah, keep eating elsewhere, and then you bench.
Yeah, you bench when you finish. Yes. Okay, but, No, he's speaking back into the house. Okay, what else is there the first night, as far as the obligation and what needs to be done? Oh, another thing also you have to keep in mind when you bench licht, you know, if you put the candles on the table becomes muktzah also. So then you can't move the table even after the candles are out, unless if you put something else, like chal on the table or a sefer on the table before Shabbos begins, that when Shabbos began, the table has the candles on it plus chal or food or a sefer, so then you're allowed to move the table after the candles are out. But while the candles are burning, you can't move the table on Shabbos because the candles flicker, you're causing it to light and become extinguished. That's basically the first night of Sukkot.
If it stops raining, you have to go back into the sukkah.
If it stops raining, you should go back into the sukkah, yeah.
And what if, like, a lot of times, I'm thinking, it's like if it rains and the water is still, even if it stops raining.
That's why now you live in California. It shouldn't rain.
The water is still coming down because the spot is all wet. So,
put on a raincoat. By the way, what's interesting, you can't sit in a sukkah with an umbrella. You cannot. You cannot sit in a sukkah if it's raining in, to sit on, in the sukkah with an umbrella, because then you're not under the schach, then you're under the umbrella, and the umbrella is not a kosher sukkah. Or you can't go underneath the table to eat. You know? No, because then you're not under the schach, you're not in the kosher sukkah, you're under the table, you're under an umbrella. You can't be right to the, you can't, it's not called eating in the sukkah. Now what happens if somebody goes into the sukkah and they forgot to make a leisha basukkah? In the middle of eating, they said, oh, I forgot to make a leisha, and they had to make a leisha basukkah. So then as long as you're still sitting in the sukkah, you can make a leisha basukkah. Even if you finished eating already. Even if you finished eating already, yeah, you're allowed to make a leisha basukkah. Why? Because just sitting in the sukkah is a mitzvah, and you did eat enough that mandates making a leisha basukkah. So you go. Once you walk out of the sukkah, though, you can't go back in and make a leisha basukkah unless if you start eating more food, like another 2 ounces of cake or bread or whatever. So then you would have to do it. Because I said sitting in the sukkah is still the mitzvah. Okay, also at the second night you have to sit in the sukkah. I'm just looking for more practical dinim. Okay, just to add to one thing that we mentioned before, on the first night of Sukkot, Dr. Rebbe says first you make a leisha basukkah and then a shechiyonu. Says Halacha, why? Because really, building a sukkah itself is a mitzvah. Building a sukkah itself is a mitzvah. So why don't you make a bracha when you build a sukkah? You should make shechiyonu. It's a mitzvah you do once a year. So the answer is because the primary purpose of building a sukkah is to eat in the sukkah. And therefore, on the first night, when you make your shechiyonu at Kiddush, not only is it going on the Chag, on the holiday, it's also going on the construction of the sukkah. So even if you don't build the sukkah, you still have to make the shechiyonu anyway because of the Yom Tov. So therefore, the first night, first we make the leisha basukkah, and then we make shechiyonu, because the shechiyonu should also go on the building of the sukkah. The second night, though, where you already said the shechiyonu, so then you say shechiyonu first, and then the mitzvah leisha basukkah. The bro, what?
What's the definition of building the sukkah? As long as you do something, you get prepared.
Yeah, but again, there's no mitzvah. It's not. There's no mitzvah. You must build a sukkah. It's like mezuzah, like shechita, like all those types of mitzvahs. A get. As long as you do something in the construction.
You can help.
You can help, yeah. You can help. In fact, after marriage tonight, you can help if you want. You can help building a sukkah. That's all part of the mitzvah, building the sukkah. It's interesting. The Rebbe brings down some of the Rabbeim occupied themselves in building the sukkah. In fact, Rebbe Lopatitcher, a chassid of the Tzemach Tzedek and Mittler Rebbe, he used to be very actively involved in building the sukkah. Because he said the four walls correspond with Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Schach is the level of the encompassing level, the Makifim. He said, you know, look what we're doing. We're building up Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Makifim, with Kesser levels. But the Rabbeim themselves, like the Rebbe and the Friedrich Rebbe, really didn't participate in the actual building of a sukkah. But by the way, somebody asked me, I should mention this before. A guy cannot put up schach. A guy cannot put up schach. They can build the walls. But the schach, they cannot put up. Even a woman and a kid under bar mitzvah should also not lechatchila put up the schach. But if a woman did put up the schach is kosher. But by a guy, it says should make sure the guy doesn't do it. But the Yavid, if a guy did it, there's nothing else, you can use it. But lechatchila, you shouldn't have a guy putting up the schach. Because they're not obligated in the mitzvah at all. If a kid does it, it's better to put up to pick up the schach a little bit, but you don't have to. Because the Yavid is good. Okay.